This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the DJV Health Program, another exciting hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, close by. Your land is not owned by Disney, though, right? The government's not going to take your land like they are taking everything else in Central Florida.
I don't think they're taking anything. They just want to treat everybody the same.
Ah.
That's what's actually going on.
What a concept, huh? Amazing how that works. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have you along for the next hour as we get ourselves into the info zone, information about what's going on in the world of conventional medicine from Ken's perspective as a cardiologist and a researcher. He's a facilitator at a lot of events as well. COVID still on the, on the radar, not quite as high on the horizon as it has been, but there are a number of things for us to talk about, Ken. Pfizer has asked the FDA to authorize a booster shot for children. For some reason, I thought that was already going on. Maybe it's not the booster shot. Maybe it was just the initial shots. Is that where that was going?
Well, if somebody as brilliant as you is confused about this, I would imagine
thank you.
One or two people listening to us right now also is. And that was my intuition. So that's why I wanted to talk about this. Because as you recall, last October, the FDA, CDC approved the injection, a single injection for the age group 5 to 11. And then they broke it down into 12 to 17-year-olds they approved a second shot for. So this does get confusing. And what's happened now, the news is for the 5 to 11 age group, Pfizer came out with a study showing significant increase in antibody production in the 5 to 11 age group, and it was safe giving the second. So they've now gone before the CDC, the FDA, asking for approval in the age group 5 to 11. My crystal ball is telling me we're going to have this approved, so that's why I'm bringing up now. It's not yet there. But isn't it amazing? We all have COVID fatigue, and I'm not talking about the people who had COVID. You're still tired. Yeah. We're just tired of this being with us because who? I want to know one person, and if you say yes to this, I want to put you on a lie detector. Nobody in March of 2020, when most of us first started hearing about COVID, yes, earlier that fall in 2019, it was reported in China, but most Americans, it took to about March of 2020 when most of us found out about COVID-19.
Yep.
Nobody amongst us thought over 2 years later would this still be on most of our minds, big concern, and thinking about another variant every few weeks or months. More vaccines we thought we'd get one and two, and we were done for at least a year, thinking about even having to consider this so frequently. Nobody thought this would be so complex, and it is what it is.
Well, we continue to have coronavirus on our minds for sure. By the time we get through with this, at least according to the Center for Disease Confusion and Contradiction, half of the country will have had some form of COVID. And so you look around and you see what's going on in China, the lockdown that started this week, COVID cases. Surprisingly, that we know about this, because first time around, speculation has it that 4 or 5 million Chinese died of COVID, and they said there was only a few thousand. But now they're letting the rest of the world know that they have basically, they've shut, 200 million people or more in their homes, nailed up the windows, nailed up the doors, and told them they couldn't come out until they had, 2 weeks or whatever it is. confinement. So, you know, you wonder what the big picture is. Is this real? Is this another variant? What's your intuition tell you there, Ken?
My intuition, based on my experience, based on experience of every expert in this field just about, is that you just can't really put a whole lot of credibility in whatever the health department from our friends in China tell us.
Right.
Because whatever we hear has very little reliability, has been the history. So yep. That's all I'll say about it.
Yep. All right, let's keep moving here. When it comes to COVID information, a lot of family members of patients who've been hospitalized with COVID have had PTSD. This is an interesting application or reality, Ken.
Yes, COVID-19, we can be in denial and say, oh, it's going to go away. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to have to think about this. But it does affect us, and it will affect us, and it's going to continue to affect us. And we just have to be aware of it. We have to make the best of it. We have to live our lives, and we have to figure out with thought, with good knowledge, and with thoughtfulness for each one of us, how is the best for each one of us to go and begin to live our lives with mm-hmm. COVID around. I think it has moved from a pandemic to an endemic. That's good news. But it does not appear to be going away. And we have to figure out how to live our lives. And the news this week, which adds to this whole thought, I don't mean to be too long-winded about it, is that from the JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine edition, is that many family members of patients who've been hospitalized with COVID-19, and this especially was in the original strain back in 2020 that put so many people into horrible situations, and then the following year, even more dying in 2021, but following up some of the earlier cases long-term, we discover that family members, not the ones who had the disease, but the family members of the patients who are hospitalized are experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder. So this becomes a family affair. This becomes an important issue for those who are with family members who've been in the hospital and home, realize that you're at risk for this.
Yeah.
For the friends and family of the family members, realize they're at risk for this. Be compassionate about it. Try and steer them in the direction to get help if things are not moving along. And don't blame yourself and think that, you know, that you're not Superman or Superwoman anymore because you can't deal with this. There's a lot in the same boat as you.
All right, good words of wisdom. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, you can reach him at his office for an appointment either in his clinic, which is a very inviting, warm place. I have always had a lot of fun with the people that are there, even though you're not going there for fun. You're going there to find out what's going on with your body, especially your cardiological system. But Ken's available at 352-735-1400 for patients locally, around the state, around the world, through telemedicine. Although it's kind of fun to fly into that area of Florida. It's fun. It's a neat area. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken, who continues with me, Doug Steffen, on this week's DJV Health with Dr. Ken, after I tell you a story about somebody who lost 25 pounds in 25 days. A lot of people aim for that. Okay, yep, all right, it's great. Congratulations. Now what do you do? Well, that's the question so many people have until they find out about Calitrin. If you take Calitrin consistently and you stay in touch with your body, you will love how you look, love how you feel. Matter of fact, there are a lot of people at Calitrin who like to see what you look like before and after. So I just snap a photo of yourself, maybe holding a bottle of Calitrin. You can post it on their Calitrin website or their Facebook page, facebook.com/Calitrin, and then compare yourself to other people who are there. It's all part of their outreach program to get people to feel good about themselves and about what they're doing. This is a fabulous product, all natural, three main ingredients that take care of, and by the way, certified by the FDA, take care of the problems that you have keeping the weight off after you've lost it. Check it all out, see the success stories, and order using the DJV code as they continue, for the rest of this month anyway, to celebrate the 25th year. You get $25 off a 90-day supply of Calitrin, plus free shipping with the DJV code at toploss.com.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, friends and family savings.
Just in time for Mother's Day.
Speaking of, I got my mom the cutest pajamas for just $27.99, a trendy spring dress for under $25, and 65% off fine jewelry.
Ooh, she's one lucky lady.
So am I. Did I mention I got an extra 25% off, and because I'm a Kohl's Rewards member, an extra $20 off?
Count on Kohl's for more style and more savings.
Select styles, 20 off 100 valid in-store only, 25% off rent, May 1st. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos here on DJV Health. Another, this is symptomatic of the times. I tell you, it'll go, it comes and goes. We get back into the flu season in the fall. I'm sure this will come back into the focus. Speaking of that, sticking around, I had a friend this week who got COVID, had his shots, and he got sick and then took that new drug from Pfizer, and 24 hours later he was back. You know, and I was the one who told him about the drug. Yeah, I was the one who told him about it. His doctor didn't say a thing to him about it. I said, get this and try it. And the next day he said he was fine, went back to work. So, you know, you look at some of this stuff and you wonder what really is going on. Is the vaccine wearing off with people?
Yes.
Is that why they're getting it?
Yes.
I think that's kind of what it is, isn't it, Ken?
And yes, the vaccines are wearing off. There are new variants. The variants are a lot more contagious. And then the good news is we do have oral therapy, which is very effective, as you pointed out, from Pfizer, Paxlovid. And this is now more available. I've had good luck finding it for patients in the last few weeks, and I didn't in the past few months. And
so settle this for me. Do you have to have a prescription for it, or is it over the counter? You do have to have a
prescription.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Because somebody told me that they got it over the counter, and that didn't seem to be, didn't square with what I'd heard. But it's there. Use it and get better. That's it. All right, just one or two more references to COVID, and then we got lots of other things going on in the report this week to the nation from Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with an invitation, by the way, for you to send us your questions. Send them to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Questions for Dr. Ken, which come up later on in the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Segment back to Dr. Ken with Dr. Doug practicing without a license. Ken's got lots of degrees and licenses, so he's all set. He's been a great tutor for me and actually for you, I think. A lot of people are asking themselves questions that they might not have thought of before they hear Ken's report on medicine every week here. All right, so I promise this is the last COVID thing for this week. The people who are there is a statistic that suggests that 60% of the people who've had COVID have symptoms that last for a long time. So how do you don't feel sick though, do you?
Well, you have at least one of the symptoms that you had at the time of diagnosis, at least a year later. This is really concerning. This was reported at the European Congress of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases, which has been taking place this past week. Mm-hmm. And we originally thought that so-called long COVID, where you have symptoms, and the definition of long COVID is still not totally firm. Some people will say a month. Most people will say up 6 months after the diagnosis, then we're talking about long COVID. But here they used a year after the original diagnosis. And originally, you go back a couple of years ago, we thought long COVID was just really an issue for people who are hospitalized. That's what the early reports looked at, people who had the most severe cases of COVID-19, those who ended up in the hospital. And we were seeing a fairly good number of people with long COVID. But this looked at everybody who's had COVID. And amazingly, we're looking at people have over a year, 6 in 10 still have at least one of the symptoms that they had when they were newly diagnosed with COVID-19. That's a huge number of people, and that's why I, for myself, am still making some adjustments in how I'm living my life, but I'm still not living it the way I did prior to 2020 and making some adjustments, and you have to do this for yourself, knowing what your risks are, because this is sadly a real thing that sadly can linger in too many people. This is, doing the math, this is 60% doing the math, 60% of the people, 6 in 10, 3 in 5, having one symptom a year later. That's a lot of people, 60%.
So I also saw something about COVID being linked with a number of unusual side effects like COVID toes. We know about the loss of taste and smell. There's also some research that suggests the virus can increase your risk of developing shingles. I think this has been something that's been up and down and sideways.
Yes, yes, and all of the above. And you have to remember which this is different for the different variants, because it's many different diseases based on which virus we're talking about. But yes, as this is followed up, this new disease, more and more, we're discovering more and more things about it. And that's why this is, unfortunately, not a trivial matter for so many people. And we're just going to have to learn as we go how to best deal with it.
I heard one doctor say that we needed to maintain herpes zoster vaccinations. I don't even know if I must have had that.
Shingles.
Most people get this, the shingles vaccination.
Yeah, definitely important. Very, we used to think at age 60, and now we're thinking about it at age 50. Talk to your primary care doctor about this. I've had mine, both of them. Not the most pleasant experience, but
chickenpox comes out of this. It's a relative of that Epstein-Barr.
Reactivation of chickenpox later in life, but getting shingles is horrible.
Yeah. All right, so there's a word to the wise. More from Dr. Ken coming up in the next half hour of DJV Health.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has declared a state of disaster emergency after an intense storm produced multiple tornadoes in her state. Outside of Wichita, in the city of Andover, several homes were damaged and the roof of the YMCA collapsed and cars were slammed against walls. This man has some scary moments while hunkering down in his basement.
I was trying to figure out why there was so much wind. I looked up and some of the flooring for the upstairs was ripped up and I could only see just debris flying in the distance.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the worst month Wall Street has seen since 2020 is done. Stocks falling sharply with the tech-heavy NASDAQ and S&P finishing at new lows for the year. You're listening to USA Radio News. Two men are being sentenced to 16 months in prison following a California Justice Department investigation into a statewide retail theft ring. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says he thinks this will help slow the state's rise in robberies and theft.
The way to deter crime is for those who seek to commit crime to know that they will be arrested if they commit the crime. They have been arrested. They have been sentenced or convicted. They have been convicted to felony convictions consistent with the activity that they committed.
Alexander Coty is pleading guilty to the beheading of three Americans and killing one with blunt force trauma in 2014 and 2015. Two of the Americans murdered were freelance journalists. The other two were aid workers. Coty was charged with an additional 8 counts of conspiracy and faces a mandatory life sentence. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, second half hour of this week's DJV Health with Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology in Mardura, Florida. Check him out at 352-735-1400. More research here and the results, how it impacts you. I thought, you
know. Can I mention some breaking news that even I didn't have a chance to tell you about?
Help yourself.
It just hit, and I want everybody to know about this because I know there's going to be a lot of discussion about this. It's just hit the wires a minute or two ago. And this is the feds just announced, the federal government just announced a report that finds that these Medicare Advantage plans often deny necessary care.
Yep, I'm just looking at that too. Interesting. I saw
just
it at the same time
out.
You did. Yep.
Yes, and this is something we need to bring to everybody's attention. When you go and look at what you're going to do when you're in the Medicare age, it's so complicated. Just wait till your mailbox gets filled up in the fall, because everybody's trying to sell you everything. Just be buyer beware. You know, when there is traditional Medicare, and with traditional Medicare, you know, if you can afford that, you're going to get the most. And there are these replacement products where people think they're getting something for nothing, and they're getting all these benefits. And it looks good when you're healthy and you don't need to use it, but you only discover the pitfalls that you thought you were going to save money when you then need it. And this is being confirmed by this federal report out just as we're on the air, that Medicare Advantage plans often deny necessary care. Am I saying they're all bad? I'm not. What I'm saying is buyer, be extremely, extremely careful. And if you think you're getting something for nothing, you're probably not. Just be aware, when you save money, what are you losing compared to traditional Medicare? And are you willing to give that up? And is that a good plan for you? Because this needs to be individualized, and I'll get off my soapbox.
No, I think that's it. It's right on, you hit the nail on the head. All these people selling you stuff, you don't really know. If you got an insurance agent you trust, my brother-in-law is my insurance agent. Married to my sister, so if I don't trust him, but he's steered me in a number of directions. Frankly, I think I'm a pretty smart guy, and I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but I'm not a dummy, and I don't understand most of the stuff that comes out. It's in government gobbledygook or, you know, lawyer legal gobbledygook, so, you know, they'll present it as simply as they can on a big TV or radio ad that says, do this because you'll get that. And then it's like buying a telephone system from AT&T or Verizon or whoever it is. They promise you the world, and you get squat. So that's kind of what Ken is saying. Word to the wise, hopefully, buyer, beware big time. All right, let's talk about adults who have asthma. This I found very, I don't know, I guess I'm not surprised, but I found it intriguing to see that asthma is going to create obesity, or at least connects to obesity. How is that?
In this study, again, it's very important, as you pointed out, this is not a study of children. Remember, children are not a little adults. No, they're a unique organism.
They're children,
All medical students learn this early on. But in this study, published this week in the medical journal Thorax, very good medical journal, they report that adults with asthma had a much higher risk of developing obesity. And these are in people who were treated, because all the doctors listening are going to say, oh, it's the corticosteroids. But this was in patients who are also not on corticosteroids and have intermittent treatment. They, too, were also increasing their waistlines and getting obese. And I knew you were going to ask me, how do you explain this data, which this study was not powered to do. So I put some noodling into it and thought, so how can I explain this study to Doug that makes any sense? And it seems to me, because I can explain those who are taking corticosteroids for their asthma, because we all know people on steroids characteristically put on the weight gain, and you can tell a mile away who's taking a lot of steroids. But in people who are not taking steroids, so my hunch is that people, adults, who are plagued by asthma are just exercising less. And that's a big factor in why they're developing obesity.
All right. So there it is. And then obesity certainly has played into the COVID scenario as well, big time. That's another. I guess the why, somebody's going to say why. And I kind of asked that question, but more directly, the connection with breathing, and that's really what this is, your breathing affects how your body is health-wise. You got to get oxygen into your system. If you don't have oxygen, your body breaks down. Right?
That has a factor. And I think obesity, either directly or indirectly, on the many factors that obesity has in the body, affects the immune system as an end result. And that's where the obesity plays such a significant role in who gets severe COVID-19 ends up in the hospital.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what's going on with mental health problems, especially those in children. What do we have here from the Journal of Family Violence, Ken?
Well, if there's any domestic violence going on in the household, which I sure hope there isn't, and as a physician, as a healthcare worker, we're obligated to report it, which is a good thing. But if there is, or there's troubling brewing, make sure the kids are not involved in this, because, you know, maybe this is a dub, but there's a big publication in the Journal of Family Violence this week where witnessing domestic violence raises the risk of mental health problems later in children. And us parents, you know, it's too easy to have kids. We don't have to pass any tests or show any competence to have children. I say that, of course, lightheartedly. I don't think we should have any government control here, but it is so easy to have children, and we have to take that responsibility carefully and realize the huge impact we have on our kids. I mean, I can ruin my daughter's day by what I say to her, even if I'm unintentionally saying the wrong thing. So I have to be very careful, and all of us parents do. Just think back to your own childhood, your own adult life, how important it was, hopefully, what your parents thought about you. So even when you're when you're interacting with your kids, just be careful how you interact with them, because it could last a lifetime, as this study shows.
Mm-hmm. All right. Necessary mental health issues are part, they're tied to physicality, no question about that. It's the DJV Health Program that you're listening to. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Here, a word from MyPillow about their products, the reliability of them, having most of them made here in the United States. None of them are made in China, I'll tell you that. But some of the things like the moccasins are made in, I think, Mexico. But for the most part, everything that's in the catalog at MyPillow.com comes out of the factory, whether it be the couch cushions, whether it be the roll-and-go pillows, the dog beds, the body pillows, the pillow system, the regular size, king size, queen size, all of those things. You can have a complete sleep system and save 30% on it using the DJV code. Promo codes, there's a box there. You go to MyPillow.com. There's the listener specials page. So you go in there and you put the DJV code on the radio listener special section, and with the Giza Dream Sheets, for example, the BOGO deal. Buy one set, get another set free. That's the offer on Giza Dream Sheets. But all of the items in the catalog, from top to bottom, from end to end, 30 to 65% off. Save 50%, for example, on some of the designer My Pillows. Save 35% on the throw blankets. Come on. Enjoy the comfort of a great night's sleep. You need it. You deserve it. So get it. MyPillow.com is the website for the product line. Discount code that you use is DJV. Discounts from 30 to 65%.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who has been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care units. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to Balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid indigestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with Balance7.com. Order today at support@Balance7.com. That's support@Balance7.com. Or call Balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, let's find out what the latest is for adults who have ADHD, something that I never heard of when I was a kid. Didn't hear about it until when I was teaching school, I never heard about ADHD. So this is it just that we're recognizing it, or is there more of it for some reason?
I think we're diagnosing it. I think that you and I grew up in school with our friends who are a little more hyper than the rest of us. And, figured that they were a little more restless than the rest of us, and maybe had some behavioral issues and Maybe some of these kids were really creative, and maybe you and I may have been one of them, and we would have been unfortunately treated, and hopefully we wouldn't have been. But nevertheless, when you and I were growing up, this wasn't a diagnosis on the tip of anyone's tongue, and also the drugs weren't around, and we used other methods. You know, we went to the assistant principal's office a lot, and I'm not saying I did. I'd come home with my fanny red. And if I did, later that night. So, but it, nevertheless, we dealt with these things differently. And then has the pendulum shifted? A lot would argue that we're now, ADHD. With anything out of the realm of everybody else, it must be ADHD. And, you know, so when you have a hammer, sometimes everything looks like a nail, and you have to be very careful about not overly diagnosing, not overly treating. Sometimes a little bit of knowledge can be dangerous, and be very careful there. But what has been of some help is that we've also recognized that this ADHD not only exists in children where it was originally so well described and continues to be so thought much about, is that it does exist in adults. There's no doubt about it. And whether it's overly diagnosed, you know, I'll leave that to the psychiatrist to debate, but it does exist. I've seen cases of it. I've seen cases where it's been treated appropriately, and people are much more able to function and concentrate. And that's really where it becomes an issue with adults. Their concentration, their productivity is not good, they start doing destructive behaviors, and in general, their lives can fall apart even over this in a severe case. And the news this week out of the Journal of the American Medical Association is that adults with ADHD who get treatment, and the treatment is medication and also some mental psychotherapy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. Who do get treatment are at lower risk for unemployment. So it seems like people with ADHD stay functioning, working, members of society. So it's something to think about, that if you're having concentration issues, if you're unable to, you know, be as productive as you are, think you should be, and your mind wanders from one thing to the other, and you don't concentrate as well as other people, talk to a doctor about it. Possibly being evaluated for ADHD.
All right, that's important information, as is everything else that's here as we go through. Don't forget, we have our podcast every week, too, of the highlights of the information that Ken passes along to us. So if you miss any of this, all you have to do is go to djvhealthshow.com to find Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. Up next, questions for Dr. Ken.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
To Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who visits with us every week. It's questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken is a noted cardiologist, practices at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, has extraordinary sense of medicine as a researcher, as somebody who's always looking at all of the journals of medicine. Some of the questions that he has come from that. Here's one. Is it true that calcium supplements may raise the risk for heart valve problems? I take calcium. Some people think that that's the calcium with vitamin D is a good combo, Ken. What about that?
Big publication in the BMJ, British Medical Journal, very important, well-established medical journal. British Medical Journal reports in April that calcium supplements, Doug, may raise the risk for heart valve problems. And if you go into the details of this study, they're warning everyone who takes any calcium to talk to your doctor and reconsider this. Because in this report, not only do they discover that people who are taking calcium with or without vitamin D, because as you were, you know, you go back 20 years, everybody was on some calcium when they were in the adults, especially women. It was being pushed on everywhere you went. Mm-hmm. And then things changed about 10 to 15 years ago when we said only do it with vitamin D because we noticed that it would calcify your arteries if you didn't take it with vitamin D. But this updated, very thorough, wide study now raises the strong concern that even taking calcium with vitamin D significantly raises the risk of damaging, especially your aortic valve. Early calcification of the exit door of the heart makes it blocked for exiting of blood from the heart. Aortic stenosis, very significant problem, leading to early need for intervention, replacement of this valve, and only under strict orders from a doctor who understands the risks and benefit of taking calcium should you be taking it? Do not take calcium on your own. And again, this study pointed out that there's early death in general, all causes, from taking calcium with or without vitamin D. So I think going forward, you have to talk to a doctor about the various needs for yourself of calcium versus the various risks of taking calcium.
Well, that's interesting. You and I, when we were going through the information that came as a result of the test that you did on me when I was down there last month, we looked at my heart and we looked at my thoracic cavity and didn't see anything. I take calcium every day with vitamin D. Now, should I stop?
Yes, because you know what your aortic valve looks like, though.
Yeah, I do. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And this may be where it's coming from.
Interesting. But there's no calcium deposit there. It just has made it a little bit bigger. So
there is some wear and tear calcium in it. There isn't obstruction. Your valve opens and closes normally.
Right.
But there is some wear and tear.
So what do I lose? What do people lose if they don't take? I think what we were always told as kids growing up, in order to keep your muscles and your bones strong, you needed calcium because that's where the bones and the muscles got their strength. So that's not the case, apparently. Or would we have to take something else to make sure our bones don't become old and weak as we age?
Well, another dogma may bite the dust. And again, the old saying that is just as wise as ever, eat a healthy diet, you're getting what you need. And this study reaffirms that. And you have to make this decision on an individual basis because there may be a few people listening who have other individualized, more severe issues that absolutely need calcium, and the risk of not taking calcium for that issue, another issue, outweighs the risk of taking calcium for all the other issues that we're talking about. So this is a very individualized decision. There's no one-size recommendation that fits all. Talk to your doctor. You have to, for yourself, know the risk of taking calcium versus the risk of not taking calcium. But I think the important news here is that even taking calcium with vitamin D can cause problems.
All right, so that's the word to me and to maybe many of you. Yeah, check. Always get your physical and find out what's going on all over your body. That's always
British Medical Journal this week.
My recommendation. All right, Dr. Ken here. Questions for Dr. Ken, 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.